KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, host of The Business, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of The Los Angeles Times. John of The Los Angeles Times. Big story.
You say that with some skepticism.
Big story about possible changes at the top of the Tribune Company, owner of The Los Angeles Times and a bunch of other newspapers and 23 television stations, including KTLA in Los Angeles. Michael Eisner, late of the Walt Disney Company, as possible chairman, and Jeff Shell, currently with Comcast, as the CEO. There's a lot to go through, though, before any of this gets settled, right?
There is. I mean, there's a lot going on at Tribune, and anybody who's paid any attention to the company knows that Sam Zell, who took the company private in a 2007 leveraged buyout, has had a huge number of financial problems. I mean, essentially, he saddled the company with so much debt that the cash that the media companies were generating, even though they were profitable, could not fulfill the interest payment. So the interest debt was overwhelming, and it's in bankruptcy. The company's in bankruptcy now, and I think they're looking to come out of bankruptcy, maybe under new management, certainly with a better balance sheet. And in some ways, if it's Eisner or it's somebody else, they will inherit a company that has slightly better position than some other media companies because they've gone through a reorganization and can try to manage their debt a little bit down by basically walking away from it.
And of course, Michael Eisner is a guy who, you know, had 10 great years at Disney starting in 1984 and then had 10 not very great years, ending up with him being ousted after a shareholder revolt, the likes of which is rarely seen. I was there when when the vote happened, and there was a huge no confidence vote.
What percentage did he get? I think it started with a 4, didn't it?
It started with a 4. It was 2 digits starting with a 4.
43%.
Very unusual, and led, you know, a revolt that was led by Roy Disney, who was standing in for Walt. And since then, he's been kind of sitting on the sidelines, dabbling around with internet stuff. You know, somebody said to us, it's hard to go from the Mouse House to Mobisodes. So maybe he's a little bored and maybe he'd like to, you know, add another chapter to that story.
Right. And I won't disagree that he overstayed his welcome at the Walt Disney Company, but I will say that he did build that company up tremendously. So I guess if Tribune gets Michael Eisner on the rise as opposed to the decline, it could be good, but somebody is going to have to figure out a way to save media companies and try to create a model for the newspaper business where people will pay for the content. I mean, it's a little bit like people who listen to KCRW and don't subscribe. We will go out of business if people don't pay for our content, and basically they get it for free on the internet now, and that's not going to sustain itself.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. What do you think? Would Michael Eisner make a good steward for the Tribune Company and the LA Times? Leave a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.